trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's.northwestern.edu.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves playoff push continues with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Derrick Rose is used to the whole comeback from injury thing, and he's back once again. The Bulls guard to play about 20 minutes tonight in Orlando following a 20-game absence due to knee surgery.
Worked extremely hard, pushed myself every day, and that's what I feel like I've been doing. Everything else is out of my control. I felt like me getting back to just getting back on the court, I think that it's a good sign, and this injury was a little bit different than my previous ones.
Bulls a game up on the Raptors for the 3 seed in the East with 5 games to go, but Toronto has the tiebreaker. The Magic, they've won 2 straight, but have lost 7 of their last 10. That's who the Bulls face tonight. Baseball now. Kansas City has won 12 of its last 15 games against the White Sox. Tonight, Jose Quintana seeks to buck that trend. He's on the mound for the Sox against Danny Duffy in Kansas City. Pregame 6:35 right here on the Score. First pitch slated for 7:10, weather permitting. Cubs and Cardinals playing at Wrigley as we speak. They're in the top of the 7th inning. No score between the two clubs. Cubs are now 0-15 this season with runners in scoring position. They have just one hit today, a triple by Jorge Soler. Bring the Twins 10-0 there in the 8th at Comerica. Elsewhere, the verdict is in. Jokhar Tsarnaev found guilty of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction at the Boston Marathon in 2013. He's eligible for the death penalty. Off day for the Blackhawks, who completed their home schedule last night with a 2-1 loss to the Wild. Tomorrow they'll visit the Blues. St. Louis a 3-point lead on the Hawks in the Central with 2 games to go. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication info session is on April 14th. Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Royals on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Coors and Bernstein.
Coors and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on the Score.
I need you to help me with something real quick. Just a real quick little story here.
Yeah.
Tell me, what the hell is wrong with Canada?
At the end of the day, what does Canada have to be excited about? Hockey and beer. That's probably it.
Despite his scandalous past, former Toronto mayor and current city councilman Rob Ford has a knack for landing leadership positions. In his latest feat, Ford managed to get appointed to the board of directors for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
The Wirtz family, the board of directors.
What in the hell is going on in Canada?
What in the hell are you doing?
doing? Why do you want this guy as part of any leadership council?
Smoking crack.
Bringing some crack cocaine to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Bringing some crack to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yes, I have some crack cocaine.
Yeah, you would think the job opportunities would be limited for a crackhead.
He says, when people call me, they know they're getting someone that's experienced. I've got season tickets to the Leafs, and I'm obsessed with hockey. Well, then you should be on the leadership council for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yo, sissy. Let's go hockey.
Congratulations to the Hockey Hall of Fame for appointing Rob Ford part of your leadership committee. That's great.
You know what? I made mistakes. I drank too much. I smoked some crack sometimes. What can I say? I made a mistake. I'm human.
Rob Ford.
Boars and Bernstein.
Put my mic on!
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
I mean, he sounds like a character from SNL.
He does. He really does.
Yeah, I drank too much. I smoked some crack cocaine. I'm human. Make mistakes.
Oh, my God. 305 Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score. Boars and a bad cola. You know, so we were talking yesterday about Bo Ryan and his really shameless lack of sportsmanship after they lost to Duke the other night. And
Terry, all he was doing was just, he was talking about the way he runs his program. He doesn't.
Yeah, he was going on and on and on about this, and then he got to more in the press conference. And now many want to jump in and forgive him. Like, oh, well, it's okay, you know? I mean, yeah, that was bad. But really, come on. I mean, I don't, you know, and this is from Deadspin, too. Who won't let anybody up off the canvas that I'm aware of? Why are you letting him up off the canvas of all the dumbass people that you've dealt with and you seem to enjoy going after and pounding unmercifully? Why are you cutting this guy slack? What has he done that deserves it other than act like a fool? I mean, it's a total fool he acted like after the game. And then Matty had time to think about it, and he goes to the press conference, and he continues on it. He makes it worse. That's when he goes to the run of players. And he's trying to duck out. They said no. And everybody who was there knows exactly who he was talking about. He wasn't talking about any fifth-year seniors. He was talking about the guys who are one and done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he never, ever, you know, ever. Nobody that I can think of in sports would get away with that. Nobody I can think of. You had a chance to do the right thing. And look, I don't like Duke either. Everybody hates Duke. We all hate Duke. We're all united in our hate of Duke. We should be. There's nothing to like about them whatsoever. Five titles be damned. But, I mean, to suddenly, like, find this place in your heart where you forgive Bo Ryan for this without one, you know, well, yeah, this wasn't very good, and this probably wasn't good, but wait a minute. Let me tell you something. This is okay. Let me tell you why this is okay. No, it's not okay under any circumstances. I mean, who gets away with acting a fool in a bad sport after a loss? Who gets away? Kentucky didn't get away with it.
No one should. But, I mean, here's the thing. I think to draw such strong emotions one way or the other, if you're blinded by your love for the program and for the Badgers, Wisconsin, whatever, and say, oh, you know, try to dismiss what he was saying or try to change exactly what he was saying, that's one extreme thing, and I get why that happens, but hey, you're wrong. The guys that, like, I remember seeing Trent Dilfer and his reaction to it on Twitter, that it, I think he said it made him sick to his stomach. Like, yes. All right, it shouldn't make you sick to your stomach either. It shouldn't be that bad. What he did was stupid, and it was out of place and not the time for it, and should have handled it better than, you know, a college kid who goes up, you know, behind a microphone and is full of the emotion because he just got done playing the game and lost it. He should have done a better job, but I mean, you know, am I going to continue to crucify the guy for weeks and weeks to come or for the rest of his career? I'm not. You know, the guy made a dumb mistake, and he acted out of place, and he was probably driven by the emotions of it. But to go and blame the officials and then to go crap on the way the system really allows teams to run their programs, which is out of place and dumb. I'm not going to be the guy that's like, oh my God, I'm going to turn my stomach and I just can't believe it. And I want to, you know, I'm going to crucify Bo Ryan for the rest of his time he's a coach. That's your right to do that. I'm not going to. I'm done and over with it already. But I thought it was dumb and out of place. What irritates me more is that the fact that people want to protect him and try to change what he was trying to say, that irritates me more.
Yes, that's insulting.
Than actually what Bo Ryan said. To say that, oh no, he was just talking about fifth year you know, transfers and all he was doing was praising the way his players played and the way he runs his program. No, that's not what he was doing. He was crapping on Duke and he was crapping on other programs that do one and done players. And that's what he lost to. Lost a freshman, lost the guys that are probably going to go for 1 year and go away to the NBA after that. He was crapping on that. He wasn't trying to praise the way he runs the program. He was crapping on other people.
The headline in Deadspin is, Bo Ryan is the poorest sport he's supposed to be.
Okay.
So Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan said some sort of poor sporty stuff after his Badgers lost the championship game to Duke last night.
Yeah, that's not right.
In the video below, he can't get through the pro forma talk of how much his graduating players meant to him without tossing in a passive-aggressive aside about how we don't rent a player. The bottom line on their thought is here that, you know, you catch him at this high point of emotion. Well, weren't those Kentucky kids? Wasn't he at a high point of emotion?
Right.
Wasn't Andrew Harrison at a high point of emotion? You didn't forgive him.
Right.
And you wrote his ass or like a, I mean, come on.
That's what complicates this even more. It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal had he and the Kentucky kids not been criticized for the way that they handled their post-game stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't have it one way, and right. then that's it. Well, that's well, yeah, that kid said something really bad, and then you have this old fool.
No.
And I know there's no such thing. Look, you have coached forever. You're 71 damn years old. You have coached forever. This is not like, oh, my God, he just caught up in the emotion. Of, why shouldn't you be of a loss? Well, okay, he gets interviewed right after the game. And he's a PUD. Then it's the official's fault. Well, he gets a chance to cool down. There's some time in here.